This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast that investigates the Kansas legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm State Representative Joe Runyons from the 37th District. I live in Grandview. Been there about 42 years. Retired electrician at this time.
We're going to find out more about all that. Okay. But first, let's hear the theme music.
This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go. I'm Brian Ellison, quelling a small rebellion here in the production studio at KCUR 89.3, where we do not, in fact, have donuts for this week's edition of State House Blend. I apologize to all of our guests. I apologize, Joe.
Thank you.
Everyone was waiting for them. But we are here with Tricia Bushnell, who is part of the Midwest Innocence Project and our citizen guest today. Tricia, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And also Dave Hudnall from The Pitch. Welcome to you, Dave.
Thank you.
All right. Well, let's first go around the table and ask our guests what's on their mind. How about you, Tricia? What are you thinking about? Tricia Bushnell.
Right now, I'm thinking a lot about the minimum wage in Kansas City and the issues of what that means for us as Missourians.
I was a no vote on the override. I understand that, probably my background. You know, I came from...
You're a union man.
I'm a union man, and also I grew up in the Westport area. We didn't know we were all poor because we were all in the same boat. So, and I do understand those things. It started out, I was on the committee where it started out. It was just to ban the plastic bags in Columbia. And then Kansas City and St. Louis started talking about a minimum wage increase, and they tacked that on. I think it's going to be a lawsuit. I'm not positive of that, but they are different sections of the state law.
So. Well, I'm kind of curious. You were a Grandview City Councilman before. What would you have thought about that if you were on the council then, or, you know, if Grandview had passed a similar ordinance?
That was something that was constantly discussed when I was in the city, is that we get these unfunded mandates coming down from Jeff City constantly. There's all kinds of things. There was some court issues that were going to cost the city thousands of dollars. And, you know, they just told us to do it. But along that line, we hear the same thing in Jeff City on a daily basis, that the federal government is stepping all over the state's rights. 15 minutes later, we are trampling on our local governments. And that's not just cities. That's the school boards, mm-hmm. the fire districts, and everything.
And does there seem to be any awareness of the hypocrisy of that in Jeff City?
Simple terms, they don't care. Then it gets back to the ethics, the finances. Hmm. It's all about money down there.
I have to say, I'm going to let David ask his question here in a minute, too, but you sound a little fed up. Am I misreading you, Joe? You sound a little put off by what goes on in Jefferson City.
Yes, I think we're sent down there, and especially coming out of the city government where, you know, your constituents are right next door to you on a daily basis. You have to answer to them. They call you. They know where you live. And too many representatives in Jeff City don't take care of their constituents.
Well, I guess that kind of gets at another thing, which is the ethics thing, which is always there in Missouri. There was essentially no movement on it in the last section. I'm just trying to figure out what is like kind of the, why is that not happening? Like what is the holdup on that?
We're talking here about limits on campaign gifts and other related issues.
Because it would seem like something everybody in theory should be like, yeah, I'm for that. We don't want any more corruption. At least it's a seem like it.
It sounds good, but when they dangle that, I think some of the attorney generals on the Republican side, one got a $500,000 contribution. The other one got approximately $500,000 from two or three different individuals. They can't turn that money down.
Well, so, but what's wrong with that? I mean, as long as they report it, I mean, Joe Don McGaw was in here a couple weeks ago, and we asked him that question. He said he has no problem with unlimited campaign contributions as long as it's reported and everybody can see what a person's getting. If they don't like it, they can vote out their representative. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but the local guy down the street can't come up with those kind of dollars for his issues, like the, you know, the minimum wage increase. Those folks don't have those kind of dollars that they can throw around. Right? You know, they would have to throw millions of dollars to get maybe a 50% vote out.
Let's go around the table one last time. Dave Hudnall, what else are you thinking about for Joe Runyon?
Well, are you on the Energy and Environment Committee? Is that right?
Yes.
What do you think? I saw there's a release yesterday from Chris Koster's office that they're going to fight the EPA Clean Power Act. I'm wondering what you...
I agree with that. Yeah. I think we do. You know, we've got too many coal plants, and the two major utilities are working to improve on those, but it takes time. You know, if we lose all the coal, we're going to lose a lot of jobs.
So you sort of think coal is too important to Missouri jobs? Is that kind of the...
Right now, the coal, even though the coal comes from Wyoming, we need more time. We really need more time to do this. And as far as the building trades, you know, we make money if they improve them, or if we make money if they build them. But still, you know, it's a job issue.
Is it hard as part of a relatively small Democratic caucus to find yourself opposing something that is pro-environment, like an EPA order?
No. And that's something about our Democratic caucus. We're never told how to vote. I mean, you hear a lot of different things. Well, we're surprised you voted this way. No, we're never told how to vote. Mm. We vote our district or our conscience.
How much diversity of thought is there in this relatively small Democratic caucus in the General Assembly?
Quite a bit.
I mean, I know, for example, on abortion rights, there's a number of pro-life or anti-abortion Democrats.
Yes. And I vote pro-life most of the time, not all the time, but that's what I say. You don't vote single issues,
and that doesn't put you in a rough spot with your fellow Democrats.
No, I mean I have two very liberal Democrats on each side of my office on each side, and we get along fine.
All right, and one more question from you, Tricia Bushnell.
My last question is actually about some of the death penalty secrecy laws that we have here in Missouri that keep secret what the drugs are that are being used. And we now know that most of the drugs that have been used are no longer being distributed by the European companies that make them. And there's been a lot of lawsuits in Missouri about getting access to knowing what drugs Missouri is using. I bring it up because we talked a little bit about abortion rights and folks being pro-life. And I'm curious if there's any discussion at all, or if there could be any movement in the legislature at looking at changing those secrecy laws or looking at the cost of the death penalty in the discussion of being pro-life.
No, not at all. There is none of the discussion at all. That's all. That plus the real pro-life issue is completely different. To me, pro-life, birth to death. Some people think pro-life only lasts till the baby's born. I don't fall into that. That's why I want Medicaid expansion. That's why I want some of these other things that we need to take care of. We need to take care of them any time in their life, not just a certain period. So I haven't heard any discussion about the death penalty down there.
Not on the table at the moment. Well, I want to thank you, Joe Runyon, for being here. Thanks to our guests, Tricia Bushnell. Thank you for being here, Tricia.
Thank you.
And you, Dave Hudnall of The Pitch. Thanks.
Thank you, Brian.
Joe, there's one more question we always ask all of our guests. We always end the show by inviting you to tell us your favorite song or a song that stands out to you as a good way for us to end our show. What's your favorite song, Joe?
I'd say Going to Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City. The Beatles rendition?
No. The real one.
The real one. Okay, there's an assignment for our producer, Matt Hodapp. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Thanks for being here today.
All right, thank you.
State House Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp, who will be tracking down music. Brian Ellison, we'll see you next time.
That was an excerpt from State House Blend, KCUR's podcast about the Kansas Legislature and the Missouri General Assembly. You can listen to the full episode by subscribing to us on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.